Bridge and Spider for Breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
Dobbo is part of the Luke Bradnam Show, the drive show on Gold FM. And to talk all things Origin, he's also inside the Queensland Maroons Origin camp every game, and he joins Bridge and Spider to talk about last night's game.
Oh, Dobbo, you need a cud. You need a cuddle, mate. It's a bit tough being a New South Wales supporter today, buddy.
Hey, Bridge, I need more than a cuddle. I've only had a couple of hours sleep. I'm commiserating. How good is State of Origin? But bloody hell, if you're from New South Wales...
Ah! Dobbo, what do you do? You sit right on the fence, of course. You're born in New South Wales. You're inside the Queensland camp. They must have been absolutely pumped last night with a win. But what about the feeling before the game? Were they always pretty quietly confident?
Mate, Kevin Walters said to me yesterday it's the most nervous he's felt as a player, as a coach ever.
Wow.
I think mainly because of the unknown. I mean... Yep. The Cameron Munster, you know, he was the third 5-8 in three games for this series. Queensland went into the side without Darius Boyd, Jonathan Thurston, Matt Scott, Greg Inglis. Like, the list goes on. Four superstars of Origin. And you don't know what you're going to get with the young players. I know that they say they're ready, but you don't know. But last night, they were dominant. It was just an unbelievable performance by Queensland. And look, if you're a Queenslander waking up this morning, which 99% of the listeners are, you'd have a big smile on your face because you know what? You won another bloody series.
Yeah.
I'm over Origin. It's boring.
Oh, yeah.
Boring. Anymore,
no, see, keeps you employed, Dobbo.
Oh, yeah.
I think New South Wales won the Sheffield Shield, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, honestly, I was nervous going into it. We even had Paul the Chief Harrigan on yesterday saying New South Wales has it in the bag. Maybe they went in a bit too cocky without thinking, oh, well, they don't have JT. Underestimating the awesome foursome of the Melbourne Storm outfit within the Queensland team, mate.
Weren't they good, mate? Weren't they good, Bridge? You little rugby league head, you. I tell you what, Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk and Cameron Munster last night were unbelievable. Don't worry about Tim Glasby, who made the biggest runaway for a front rower and got mowed down. But those four were unbelievable. But it's more... I know Cameron Smith, those three of those players, they're bona fide legends. When they finish, they'll get a statue. But the number six last night, on debut, Cameron Munster, to put in the performance that he put in last night, like people are talking about... I spoke to Wally Lewis after the game. He said, that could be up there with the best debut ever of an Origin player. Now, that's coming from an immortal... who owned Lane Park, you know, who has a mortgage on the whole Oval in Origin.
Wow.
So for him to say that about Cameron Munster, mate, that kid doesn't realise what he's achieved.
Hey, is that a compliment from you saying I'm a little footy head? Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, it was.
There you go. That's what you said. Hey,
Another tick.
Dobbo,
I got another tick
who'll
in
be
the
board. Last, who'll be the last one on the team bus today maybe settled in for a couple of quiet ones, or are they all too professional now?
Come on. No. That was thrown out the window at about 11:20 last night. When Alan Langer took his shirt off singing Oi, Oi, Yippee, Yippee, Oi, throwing 4X cans in the dressing sheds. what I can tell you is that I'm doing a crab lunch. I'm emceeing a crab lunch at 11:30 with one Kevin Walters today.
Yeah.
And you know the old bloke that sleeps through the alarm, that old chestnut?
Yeah.
I've got a backup plan already because I reckon Kevy's a no-show. There you go.
That's the famous crab lunch they have every year. It's a good lunch.
Yeah, it's a good lunch, mate. It's a good lunch. It's just... whoever organised it shouldn't have bloody organised it the day after Queensland win an Origin series.
Well, we look forward to next week now. 1 week to go before the Luke Bradnam Show shout, where you're going to be down at the Northcliffe Surf Lifesaving Club.
Can't wait for it. Cannot wait. Buzz me, Maru. I'm really happy to be shouted a beer off Spider and Bridge more than anything. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh.
Can't wait to see you, Bridge.
Oh, mate, we should have put a bet on for last night's game, really. You know what I'm saying,
I love those kind of bets, yeah.
Thanks, Dobbo.
Thanks, Dobbo.
See you, guys. Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold. Everyone needs validation, don't they? Everyone does in this era.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, it's true
about?
With social media, with everything and people. So I was saying it's a Buddhist philosophy. Everything you need is within you. Just try and find your own validation. Just say, I'm all right. I'm doing okay. Look in the mirror on the odd occasion and go, I'm a good egg. Give yourself a thumbs up emoji.
Pat on the back.
I'm going to like myself.
A real thumbs up.
With a real thumbs up. We are the validation nation. And I spoke about it when it comes to social media a few weeks back. And I was saying that, you know, the days when you get your photos developed at the pharmacy, you didn't get the pharmacist to plead with you to like the photos. Before I pay you, Mr. Pharmacist, I need you to like that photo of me with the double chin with my eyes closed.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, because you only got one shot at it.
No.
No, that's right. So now it's with businesses and I'm getting really annoyed and I don't know how they're getting my emails, how they're getting my phone number. But, you know, if you, I don't know, you're trying to pay a bill. Whatever. So you're on Optus or Telstra or whatever, or AGL or electricity, whatever.
Whatever.
So you pay it and it's highly annoying and then they tell you to hold the line so you can take a quick survey about your experience about paying the bill. Well, it's not good. I didn't like being on hold. I didn't like having to listen to five different options to choose which one. I didn't like then being in a queue, you know, to wait. You're the sixth person in line.
Do you reckon they'll change any of that?
12th person in line. Do you think they honestly say, we apologise for the delay? Are they really sorry? Are they sitting there behind the desk going, oh, my day was going well until Bridge was on hold? I'm just really
feeling flat about that.
Feeling really bad.
Yeah.
So what do you expect? I'm now $400 lighter in my hip pocket because of my electricity bill. And my experience wasn't that good.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Actually. So you're right. Will anything you say change the experience? And that's what I want to know. And same as now, whether it's, I don't know, I get messages of, can you validate me, please, with my experience? How was your experience here, there? And I got one recently. I'm like, hang on a minute. Have you got my email? And this is a surf club. I'm not going to say which one.
No.
And it was a particular surf club I don't often frequent. And now I get a message. I get a message today.
Yeah.
And first of all, it says here, hi, it's Shelley from the surf club. Can you please help me out?
Okay.
Question mark.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, okay, maybe she wants an MC for a gig or summer surf girl something or whatever. No.
She sounds nice, Shelley.
She does sound nice. We're a great club, but we can always do things better. So we want to know, we've put together a quick little survey about your experience.
Okay.
It's like, come on. Look, my sister was in town. I went to the surf club. What do you want to know?
Yeah.
I honestly didn't have the best time. I had a great view.
Written this, though?
No, this is what I'd want to say. I'm telling you now over the radio.
Oh, but are you going to say
it was a great view. I saw the dredging thing rainbowing for the first time.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
But it was horrible because I was the only one dieting. Everyone else at my table wasn't. If you really want to know, it's got nothing to do about your service or anything.
No.
Yeah. It's the fact that while my sisters and their partners and kids were having chicken parmas and
beers, good parmas.
I'm sitting there having a chicken grilled salad and a mineral water.
Oh, dear.
And to top it off, exactly, the guy at the bar when I asked for mineral water scratched his head and took 10 minutes to find the mineral water because no one's ever asked for it at a surf club before.
Yeah.
There's your experience, Shell.
And social media these days plays an important part in everyone's life. And I enjoy it over the school holidays because parents tweet out a bit about what they're feeling at the moment. And all the kids back at school, it's quite funny when you go through a few of the tweets and get an insight into parents' life. Because even grandparents over school holidays do a magnificent job. We understand that, you know, school's an important part, but we all love it when the schools finally go back.
Oh, grandparents were on heavy duty.
Oh, yes.
During the school holidays, I saw quite a few, whether it was the shopping centres, I saw a grandmother looked very tired at James Street Burley with two little twins dressed in the same little outfits and they were all holding hands together and I'm like, I just gave her that knowing smile of, hang in there, Grandma, you'll be right.
Yeah, we love it. And so I picked out a few of the six of the top tweets that I'd seen over the holidays and the first one is, I used to think it would be fun to be a contestant on MKR. Then I birthed my own mini judges who criticise and reject everything I cook.
Oh, yep.
How true is that? I've gotten to the point in my parenting career where I don't just vacuum up Lego. I laugh while doing it. How true is that?
Yeah.
We have kids. We live in a squalor now. I think that's like most parents.
Messy, yep.
Yep. You think after 3 hours of swimming, your kids would be too tired to fight.
No.
Never. I like this one. Got a hug from my son this morning. Pretty sure it was so he could wipe his nose on me.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is the single mum said, I used to think that eating alone was desperate. Now that I'm a parent, it sounds nothing short of glorious.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.